listeners, I'm Larissa Donovan with the Up North Report. Weather spotters confirmed a tornado in northern Beltrami County on Friday night. The National Weather Service says the tornado touched down in Debs around 9 p.m., or about 23 miles northwest of Bemidji. Beltrami County Emergency Management Director Chris Muller reports he observed damaged crops and downed trees in those areas of the county, but structure damage appeared to be minimal.
We had, you know, quite a few trees sporadically down across a lot of the county, but I was actually just down in the southeast part of the county and some significant hail damage down around Markley Resort on Cass Lake, and sounds like Star Island had some good hail damage and some docks and boats flipped over.
Up to 10,000 people lost power overnight after the storm, but crews from Beltrami Electric reported Saturday morning that nearly all service areas were restored. After Sunday's intense heat and humidity in most of the state, which included real field temperatures up to 110 degrees in Beltrami County, humidity is expected to decrease throughout the week. Most of those evacuated due to the Superior National Forest wildfires can return home after changes to the evacuation order Sunday. Megan Buffington has the update.
Most evacuations were lifted at 7 p.m. Sunday. Three zones along the Cloquet Line northeast of Ely remain in go status because of the Camp Fire. One zone on the Echo Trail, about 15 miles southeast of Crane Lake, also remains in go status, as firefighters continue to clean up trees burned in the Sioux Fire. All other evacuation zones were downgraded one level. Only property owners are allowed to return to the newly opened areas. According to the Monday update, rain has helped limit fire activity, but heat remains in the leaf litter below the surface. Governor Tim Walz was in Ely on Monday. He has not ruled out extending the peacetime emergency he declared earlier this month and urged lawmakers to provide relief to the region. Doing so would require calling a special legislative session. Megan Buffington, KAXE News.
Grand Rapids-based business L&M Fleet Supply is expanding into two more Midwestern states. KAXE's Emma Crabb has more on the acquisition deal.
L&M Fleet Supply is acquiring Family Center Farm and Home, a Missouri-based company with seven stores in Missouri and Kansas. In a news release last week, L&M stated that the planned acquisition is meant to strengthen two companies with similar backgrounds and community roots. L&M also stated that Family Center's existing locations will continue to operate without a name change. The combined company will operate 20 stores in five Midwestern states. Emma Crabb, KAXE News.
This weekend marked the 11th Gish Konegewag Powwow in McGregor. Stella Mayerhoff attended and has more.
Walking into the powwow, attendees were met with the sounds of jingle dresses, fry bread and oil, and drums. Powwows take place for different reasons. The Gish Konegewag Powwow is a celebration.
Ishkunage means to save something or reserve something in Ojibwe. So Gishkunagewag is remembering all the people before us who reserved or saved all of these things that we continue on today, our ways, our traditions, and just being an Anishinaabe.
Micha Abed has been returning to this powwow year after year. He says the event draws in some of the best talent from around the country, and that the public is welcome to attend.
So try some of the great food, buy some of the great Indian crafts, and view some of the top dancers and singers on earth right here in our little community of East Lake.
9-year-old Dorian Kretzman has been a grass dancer since he could walk. When it's time to dance, his mind is clear.
I just think about nothing, just dancing.
He's here with Teresa Verkenes, who has danced her whole life as well.
I'm Dorian's grandmother, and it fills me with pride and joy.
More powwows are to come this summer, including the Mille Lacs 60th Annual Powwow, August 14th to 16th. Stella Mayerhoff, Report for America Corps member for KAXE News.
That's it for the Up North Report. Find more of our stories and photos at KAXE.org, where you can also find content from our Music Morning Show and Phenology teams. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Larissa Donovan, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report is made possible by Woodland Bank, serving the area since 1920 with locations in Grand Rapids, Cohasset, Hill City, and Deer River. Woodland Bank believes in building community and serving local nonprofits like KAXE.